You are listening to a broadcast from LifePoint Community Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Wherever you are at this point in life, we hope and pray that God will use the following message as a source of help and encouragement as you listen.
This morning, we begin a new series called What on Earth Am I Here For? Anybody ever asked that question? Nobody? Really? Well, let's just go home then. I'll just go home and teach this to myself, maybe, if I'm the only one who's ever asked that. And that's a pretty common question. You know, at some point in life's journey, we tend to stop and reflect on life and what's the big picture of it all and why on earth are we here? This past Thursday morning, I know this has never happened to you. This past Thursday morning, I got in my car to drive to the drugstore to get one thing. Some medicine. And I'm not kidding when I say that before I was probably 100 yards up the street, at most, I completely forgot what I was in the car for. Totally forgot. I had no idea where I was going and why I was in the car. I was making good time. But I had no idea. And I felt like an idiot. I was like, well, what do I do now? Do I just drive around until it comes to me? Which is kind of what I did. And it came to me, and I raced to the drugstore to get the medicine before I forgot again. And I know nobody has that problem. Man, it's a weird feeling. The worst is when you dial somebody's phone number, and while it's ringing, you forget who you called. I mean, that's awful. And you try to smooth it over by going, hey, you. And you're hoping you'll recognize the voice, right? And you won't look like a complete fool. But there I was in the car on Thursday morning, driving along, making good time, had no idea where I was going. Now, that's okay when that happens going to the store. But that's not so okay when we travel through life and we don't really know where we're going and why we're even doing it. I want to tell you this morning that God has never created anything without a purpose. Every plant, every tree, every bug, every bird, every fish, every star, and every person has a purpose in God's eyes. And if your heart is beating this morning, God has a purpose for your life. And if you want to know your purpose in life, I'm here to tell you that you have to start with God. The world tells you to look within and you'll find your purpose. I've looked within and I don't always like what I see. You see, you didn't create you. And so you can't tell you why you're here and what your purpose in life is. God says, I created you. I made you, and I'm the only one who can tell you what your purpose in life is. If I were to hold up an invention that no one had ever seen before, it had never been made public, and I asked you what the purpose of that invention was, the only way you would know what the purpose was A, if you had talked to the inventor, or B, if you had read the owner's manual. The only way that you're going to know what your purpose in life is A, if you talk to the creator who made you, or B, if you read the owner's manual. That's the only way. And so today we're going to begin looking at this question, what on earth am I here for? What is my purpose in life? Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says this, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, here's the key, all things were created by him and for him. Circle those phrases, by him and for him. You were made by God and you were made for God. And listen, gang, until you understand that, life will never make sense. It'll never make sense. I told you 2 weeks ago when I announced that this series was starting today that this message today was going to be a very simple, basic message. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I want to share with you one important truth today, just one thing. And I want us to look at that for a few moments together. Here's the truth. God made you to know Him and to love Him. He made you to know Him and to love Him. One day a man walked up to Jesus on the street and he said to him, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment of all in the law?" What's the greatest one? If we were to ask that today, we'd say, what's the greatest commandment in the Bible? Which one tops them all? Jesus said to him in Matthew 22:37 these words. He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." Underline first and greatest in your Bible. This is the first and greatest commandment. The Bible says that the most important thing in all of life is to know God and to love God. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many business deals you make. It doesn't matter how much success you rack up. It doesn't matter how many awards you win. If you're failing to know God and to love Him, then you are not really achieving anything of lasting significance in this life. Now, I know that that is a pretty offensive statement to a lot of people. But that's the truth, according to the Bible. We can have all kinds of success. Nothing wrong with success. Nothing wrong with making great achievements in the world. Nothing wrong with winning awards. Nothing wrong with any of that. But if a person is doing that in their life and they are not knowing and loving God more and more as life goes on, then their life is really achieving nothing of significance. Why? Because God did not put you on this earth just to check things off your to-do list. God did not put you on this earth just to wake up every morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, and party on the weekends. That's not why He put you on this earth. He created you first and foremost to know Him and to love Him. And if you miss that, guys, if you miss that, you're missing out on the first purpose of life. The first purpose of life is to know the one who made you and to love Him the way that He loves you. He created you. He knows you and He loves you. And He wants you to know Him and love Him back in the same way. The tragedy is that so many people in life know and do all kinds of things, but they don't know God. They know the stock quotes. They know the sports scores. They know who's on the cover of People magazine. But they don't know God. They know all kinds of things. They know all kinds of people. And they're busy and doing all kinds of things, but they do not know God. No one will ever, ever truly understand life until they come to know the one who created them. I want to share with you a very important truth right here. If you're taking notes, write this down. Apart from God, life has no meaning or purpose whatsoever. None. This is why the theory of evolution is so devastating. I've heard some people say, well, I mean, that's okay just to... You can have Christianity, and then you can have the theory of evolution right along beside that. I mean, it's not really hurting anything, but the problem is, guys, it is. And I emphasize the word theory, which means guess or speculation, because that is precisely what it is. It is damaging to everything that you and I believe at the very core of what we believe. Why? Because it takes God completely out of the picture. That's a problem. It removes God from the picture and it says, you know what? We're all here just by some random chance of molecules coming together and there being a spark in some gas and causing an explosion, and boom, you know, we all just sort of evolved here. And if that is true, as I told you several weeks ago in the series we went through, if that is true, then life is pointless. It's meaningless. We have no purpose on this earth. We might as well live however we please. We might as well steal and kill and do whatever we want to do, because there's no moral standard. There's no basis for anything. Life is just, it's just a big cosmic accident. Bertrand Russell, one of the most famous philosophers of the 20th century and an atheist, said this. Listen to this. I seriously doubt that he realized what a powerful sermon he preached in this one statement. He said this, quote, "Unless you assume the existence of God, the question of life's meaning and purpose is irrelevant," end quote. Remarkable statement. This was not a dummy either. Very smart man. Unless you assume the existence of God, life has no purpose, no meaning. It's irrelevant. And how true that is. I mean, he nailed it right on the head. No better sermon could have been preached on that topic, you see? It's absolutely true. Without God, none of this matters, and life has no purpose, and we can't answer the question, what on earth am I here for? There is no answer to it. Stephen Jay Gould, a leading paleontologist of the last 30 years before his death in 2002, again, another brilliant man, a highly educated man. And as one of my favorite authors, Malcolm Muggeridge, says, I fear that we have educated ourselves into imbecility. And I think he's right. Stephen Jay Gould, a leading man in his field, a brilliant guy, when asked to answer the question, what is the meaning of life? What on earth am I here for? What is the purpose of it all? Said this. Listen to this. I don't know whether to laugh or cry when I read this. Quote, "We are here because one odd group of fishes had a peculiar fin anatomy that could transform into legs for terrestrial creatures. We are here because comets struck the earth and wiped out dinosaurs, thereby giving mammals a chance not otherwise available. So thank your lucky stars in the literal sense. We are here because the earth never froze entirely during an ice age. We are here because a small species arising in Africa a quarter of a million years ago has managed so far to survive by hook and by crook. We may yearn for a higher answer, but none exists. The explanation, though superficially troubling, if not terrifying, is ultimately liberating and exhilarating. We cannot passively read the meaning of life into the facts of nature. We must construct these answers ourselves from our wisdom and our ethical sense. There is no other way," end quote. This is a brilliant, highly educated man. That is his answer to the question, what on earth are we here for? Guys, how much hope does that give you to wake up tomorrow and go through life? How much peace, how much direction does that give you in life? I'm not making fun of these people. Please understand. I'm just sharing with you the viewpoint of millions of people on this planet, that they get up and they go through life and they have absolutely no definitive answer of why we're here. When you ask them, what is the purpose in life? What's this all about? You get these terribly troubling answers from them that are void of any certainty whatsoever. In fact, take a look at this short video and listen and watch these answers for yourself.
What is your purpose in life?
I don't think I have one.
What is your purpose in life?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Have you ever thought about it before?
Nope.
You've never thought about it?
Nope. Not at all. haven't spent any time on it.
You haven't spent any time thinking about what your purpose is in life?
Not recently. Should I be?
You tell me. It's your life.
No, I haven't spent any time on that. I just go day to day. That's just it.
What is your purpose in life?
I really haven't put that much thought into it.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just trying to have a good time.
What is my purpose in life?
You got to give me time to think about
okay, think
one.
About it.
Get through it. Don't kill anybody.
Just keep doing until I get it over with.
Just be happy.
It's just to be happy.
I think that I should have fun and be happy.
To be happy and make my family happy and my boyfriend happy and just be happy.
I don't really feel that I'm here to do anything in particular. I mean, it's not like I think that I'm destined to do something or be someone or something like that. I'm just kind of going through the routines, you know, as society's laid it all out for us.
I feel like I have a purpose to help preserve, conserve, the beauty of nature.
Hopefully leave some sort of legacy.
To contribute to the betterment of mankind.
Tell me what your purpose in life is.
Go to work, go home, live. I got a purpose. Everybody got a purpose on earth, but I ain't found my purpose out yet.
To live a long life and to be prosperous.
What's my purpose in life? My purpose in life is to be successful.
To be successful and to lead a happy, fulfilling life.
To provide well for my family.
I want to be a really powerful woman. Build my career built in financial area.
Do you think that you have a purpose?
Not necessarily. I think purpose is just to do what you want to do. Go out and live life and have fun.
Yeah, I think everybody has a purpose in life.
And what would that purpose be for you?
I'm not sure yet.
What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life is basically to live the best life I can and to help others and be there for my friends and my family.
How do you know that that's your purpose? Where does that come from?
It comes from within my heart and my head.
How do you know having fun is your purpose?
I don't know. I mean, that's just personal philosophy. Get it from what I think, that's it.
How do I know this is my purpose? What kind of question is that?
Boy, I think you gotta start drinking before you talk about that, really.
What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life? I am deeply rooted in the Christian faith, and my purpose would be to glorify God in all that I do.
Do you have a purpose in life?
No.
Have you ever thought about it before?
I guess I've thought about it a little, but it scares me, so I don't.
What do you mean it scares you?
I don't know. I just like to more concern myself with living day to day, having fun.
And that's it?
That's pretty much it.
More or less, we're just going through the motions here, and, you know, you do what you feel like doing. I don't think there's anything really pushing or pulling us in any direction. And, you know, it ends whenever your life ends.
So how about that? How does that make you feel? Those are real, everyday people, people that we rub shoulders with. And those are their answers to why they're here on this earth. The answers that they gave reminded me of the words of an old Stephen Curtis Chapman song, which I'm sure many of you have heard, called More to This Life. Here's what he wrote. Really incredible words. He said, "Today I watched in silence as people passed me by, and I strained to see if there was something hidden in their eyes. But they all looked back at me as if to say, life just goes on. The old familiar story told in different ways, make the most of your own journey from the cradle to the grave. Dream your dreams tomorrow, because today, life must go on." Tonight, he lies in silence, staring into space, and looks for ways to make tomorrow better than today. But in the morning light, it looks the same. Life just goes on. And then he says, but there's more to this life than living and dying. More than just trying to make it through the day. More to this life. More than these eyes alone can see. And there's more than this life alone can be. And then he goes on later in the song to give the answer of what the purpose of life is and how we can know more to this life than just living and dying and going through the day. And it's in coming to know God, the one who made us, through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's only in knowing God, only in knowing Him, the one who made us, that we find meaning in life, that we find hope in this life, that we find identity, and that we find purpose. Everybody is searching for something. I had the privilege yesterday of going with my mom to visit a lady in her neighborhood. Wonderful, sweet lady. And we spent a little over an hour in her living room sitting and talking with her and listening to her share her story. She's a former police officer who contracted MS, and she's now confined to a wheelchair. Sweet, wonderful woman. Thoroughly enjoyed my time with her. And I love being around people who are that honest with you. You go, you ever been saved? Nope, never have. But she said this to me. And you know, the honesty just struck me. It's so refreshing to be around people who are just honest about this. You know, you talk to people in South Carolina and everybody's been saved. Everybody knows the Lord. I mean, we can't win anybody to Jesus in this town because they all, I'm kidding, you know, but that's their answer. Oh yeah, I know the Lord. And they're just, I think we've just been so saturated with religion and even Christianity, the truth here, that everybody just sort of feels like they've got it. But this woman said to me in her living room this beautiful statement. She said, listen to this. She said, I'm searching for something. I'm searching. I don't know what it is yet. I haven't found it out. I think I'm starting to know, but I'm still searching. She said, there's something missing, and I'm searching. What a beautiful, honest answer. Pray for her. Her name's Susan. I told her I would pray for her that she would come to know Christ. And she said, thank you for that. I need all the prayers I can get. So she would appreciate your prayers for her. And I'm praying that she will come to know God, that she will find that ultimate thing that she is searching for. And as I told her yesterday, Susan, listen, there is, and I didn't come up with this. This has been around for centuries. But I said to her, there is a God-shaped hole inside of you that nothing else will fill. You can try to stuff all kinds of things in there to fill that longing inside of you. Nothing else will, except coming to know the one who made you and who loves you. Did you know he loves you? Psalm 149 says he takes great pleasure in his people. The book of Zechariah says, he rejoices over you with singing. I mean, apparently God is writing love songs about us. And he's dancing and rejoicing and singing them over us. He loves us. He made us. He didn't make us because he was bored. He made us because in some crazy sense that I can't even get a hold of, he wanted to be with us. He wanted to know us, to lavish his love upon us, and for us to know and love him back. It's a remarkable thing. And yet that is the first and greatest purpose of life, is to know and love God. And he does have a purpose for you. You might say, no, Phil, God doesn't have a purpose for my life. He can't have a purpose for my life. I'm nobody. I'm insignificant in the grand scheme of things. God can't have a purpose for me. But I want to tell you, you do matter to God. You do have a purpose in his eyes. He's been thinking about your life since before you were born. Psalm 139, verse 16 says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You do matter to God. He does have a purpose for you, whoever you are. If anybody could have struggled with this, I suppose I could have an excuse to struggle with this, because I found out several years ago that I was an unwanted child. Now, before I totally ruin my parents' good name, let me tell you what I mean. I was sitting there with my parents, and Sandy was there and some others were there, and there were these people around who were asking questions about our life on the mission field in Australia many years ago. And so my mom is sharing the stories and all of this, and she said, and you know, we were there in the early days. I mean, these were pioneer days in Australia. We were in the outback of Australia. We had three little kids and we were barely making it by. And then she said, I went to the doctor and found out I was pregnant with Philip. And she said to these people, I cried all the way home from the doctor. And I said, hello, I'm right here. I can hear everything you're saying. And then she starts backpedaling. No, no, Philip, no, no, I didn't mean that, hon. No, listen, Phil. I was like, wow, well, this is quite a revelation for me at 30-something years old to find out that I really wasn't even planned. I wasn't even supposed to be here. And of course, I've milked that ever since then with my mom to, you know, make sure that I get more love and more affection than everybody else, because she's got to make up for all those years I wasn't wanted, you know. But you see, in human terms, I'm not supposed to be here. I wasn't planned. But in God's grand scheme of things, He has a purpose for my life. And I can know that purpose. I think of other people. I thought this week of the evangelist David Ring. Is that his name, Moose? David Ring. Maybe you've seen this guy. He has cerebral palsy. If anybody had an excuse to not love God and not give his life in, totally devoted to God's service, it would be this guy. I mean, he should be angry at God. He has cerebral palsy. He can barely speak. And yet he's one of the most powerful evangelists you will ever hear. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. And he gets up and slurs every word he speaks from the pulpit. But he will rip your heart open with his love for God. I think of Joni Erickson, another person who has every reason to feel that she has no purpose in life. Crippled in an accident, totally paralyzed from her neck down. She can't do a single thing for herself. And yet she travels the world sitting motionless in a wheelchair, speaking about the love of God. How's that possible? It's possible because everything that God has ever created has a purpose. And no matter who you are, I want to tell you this morning that God has a purpose for your life, but you will never discover that purpose until you come to know Him. You just won't. The Bible says in Acts 17:28, well, that one didn't come up, but Acts 17:28, it says, listen to this, for in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him, all of life points back to Him. God alone is the one who can bring ultimate purpose to my life. You say, Phil, what are you, I mean, are you disrespecting me this morning? Are you telling me that everything I've done in life, if I haven't done it for God, everything I've done has been a waste of time? Listen, guys, I'm telling you, in this life, you can achieve all kinds of wonderful, beneficial, great things. But we're all going to die. The undertaker is waiting for every one of us. What happens when you get to the end of your life? All of those things that we've done in our life apart from God are going to melt away. They're going to be meaningless in eternity. I wonder this morning, do you know Him? Do you know Him? The one who made you, the one who loves you. You might say, man, I'm too far gone, Phil. I've done too many bad things. I want to tell you, you're wrong. That's the very reason God has you listening to this message right now. Maybe here, maybe over the internet, somewhere in another part of the world. He has you listening to this message right now because He's reaching out to you again. And He's trying to tell you, I made you. I love you. I have a purpose for your life. And the only way you will ever discover that purpose, the only way you'll be able to begin to answer the question, what on earth am I here for, is when you come to know Me. And love Me. You say, Phil, how do I do that? I want to know God, but I don't know where to start. Well, friends, I close by telling you the great answer to that question. You see, every one of us in this life, no matter how good we are, have sinned. Every one of us. You go, no, I don't know, man. I've been a good person. I've tried to really do right. I've tried to live a good life and give to charity. And let me ask you, you ever told one lie? Then you're a liar. You ever stolen one thing? Then you're a thief. You see, we all have sinned. All of us. We all fall short of God's perfect standard of holiness. And God made a way possible for you to come back to Him, to come to know Him. He reached out to you when there was nothing you and I could do for ourselves to save ourselves. And He sent His Son, Jesus, to come, and He lived a perfect, sinless life, and He died on the cross. And He shed His innocent blood to pay for the sins of sinful mankind. And He rose again on the third day, conquered death, and He is now in heaven at the right hand of the Father, living to make intercession for you. And He's waiting for you. He's paid for your sins already. You just need to accept the gift. You just need to put your faith in Him and say, God, I may not understand all this, but I feel right now You are tugging on my heart and You're calling me to Yourself, and I want to reach out to You by faith the best I know how. And I want to say that I believe in You, that I need You in my life. God, will You come in and save me? The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I wonder if you know Him this morning. If you don't, He's giving you an opportunity right this moment to do that. Let's pray. I wonder, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, and we just take this brief moment to just simply sit in reverence before a holy God. Just you and Him, no one else interfering. Wonder if there's anybody here today who says, you know, I've never taken care of this issue. I mean, I know about God, I've read the Bible, I've gone to church, but I've never asked Jesus into my life to be my Savior and to give me a new purpose and new direction in life, but I would like to take care of that right now. If that's you today, would you pray a simple prayer? Hey, there are no magic words to pray. It's just simply you reaching out to God as He reaches out to you. And you can just say, God, I feel You speaking to me right now, and I know that I'm lost without You. I want to know my purpose in life. I want to know what on earth I'm here for. And I believe that I've heard the truth this morning. And I believe that You sent Your Son to die for me, and that He paid for my sins, and that He rose again. And based on that, I put my faith in You. Please save me. And I'll tell you, if you said those words to God, He has saved you. He has come in. Father, thank You for this time together this morning and for the reminder to all of us that there's no purpose, there's no meaning, there's no direction, there's no hope in life whatsoever apart from knowing and loving the One who made us. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to a broadcast from Life Point Community Church in Greenville, South Carolina. More teaching resources are available from our website at lifepointcc.org. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you today, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us directly from our website, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 27036, Greenville, South Carolina, 29616, USA. Thanks again for listening. May God bless you.